You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the studio two gentlemen that are on, I believe, their third trip, representing the Mystic River Chorale. We have Artistic Director Frank Martignetti. Welcome back, Frank.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. And Dr. Michael Sulo. Welcome back, Doctor.
Thank you, Mike.
It's always a pleasure to see these two guys. They brighten my day, and they have a lot of things to tell us about the Mystic River Chorale. First of all, let's start by telling everybody where the Mystic River Chorale is. We presume it's near Mystic. Is that somewhat true?
Yes, it's in Mystic.
Well, that's pretty close. All right, that's good.
Not far from it, yes. And we rehearse at
Union Baptist Church on High Street in the village of Mystic. Our membership comes from all over southeastern Connecticut and southwestern Rhode Island.
And when you say membership, is that 10 people, 20, 30?
We're a 40-person choral group.
40-person choral group. All right. Well, that's good numbers to have. And you have a concert coming up very, very soon, just in a couple weeks, on January 16th. And so that we're going to be talking about that today, and we'll be doing a little Brahms music. And Frank is an expert in a lot of these areas because you're not just some guy that decided to lead the chorale. You actually have some credentials, correct, Frank?
Yes. They actually hired me 3 years ago after searching quite a bit. So,
but your regular day job is what?
I have two part-time day jobs right now in this economy. No, I'm the director of choral music at the University of Bridgeport, and I teach courses in music and music education there. And I'm also working towards my PhD in music education at New York University.
At New York University, PhD. Well, we'll have two doctors in the house. They'll be go. That'll be nice.
A few more years. That's right.
All right. Well, that'll be great. Let's start off by telling us this first piece of music that you brought for us, and what relation does this have to the events coming up?
This piece lies at the heart of the Brahms Requiem. It is the central movement of the seven-movement work, and it is the most well-known. It's How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place, and it is this exquisite setting of consolation, hope, and peace.
All right, we'll listen to that now, and then come back with more of the Mystic River Chorale.
Thank you.
listening to beautiful music provided to us by Mystic River Chorale. And Frank, tell us more about what's happening with Brahms.
I'd be happy to. It's a very unusual piece within the Requiem tradition. As you probably know, most Requiems are settings of the Catholic Mass for the Dead in Latin. The Brahms is in German. It's also performed in English sometimes. And it is not a setting of the mass, funeral mass texts. It's a setting of scripture verses chosen by Brahms himself. And the libretto itself is really a work of genius, totally apart from the music. It synthesizes texts from all over the Bible. We're not sure really whether Brahms was... He's been called an agnostic, you know, that he really didn't specify his beliefs, but he was definitely skeptical of organized religion. However, he also owned a Bible, knew it fluently, read it constantly, and he chose these texts himself and, again, juxtaposed texts from very disparate parts of the Bible. The lack of explicit doctrine in the piece concerned the commissioners. It was first performed at Bremen Cathedral. And they were worried that the name of Jesus never appeared in the Requiem, even though his words were used several times. And so at the first performance, they added arias from Messiah and some other things to kind of balance it out, theologically speaking. But Brahms thought very hard about his texts, and the movement we heard previously was, again, the center of the work, Consolation, Peace, Thy Dwelling Place is Lovely. What we're about to hear is very different. It's one of the few... real, shall we say, blood and guts movements in this Requiem, and this speaks of the Day of Judgment.
Well, as this piece is a little lengthy, we're going to pick it up in the middle and then listen to as much as possible.
Zu der Zeit der letzten
Thank you.
Now, I realize we haven't done much talking about the performance and where it's going to be, but we're going to save all that for the next segment so we can get right to some more music. And Frank, ask you to introduce this last piece in this segment.
We've heard the middle movement of the piece. We've also heard one of the most dramatic moments of the piece. We're now going to hear the beginning of the Requiem. And the beginning of the Requiem is very similar to the end of the Requiem. The first text Brahms sets is, "Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted." The last movement begins with, "Blessed are the dead, they that die in the Lord." So we have consolation for the mourners at the beginning, peace for the departed at the end.
All right, with peace for the departed at the end, we'll listen again to a portion of this one, as it is a little bit lengthy, and we'll take a short break after that and come back with more of Mystic River Chorale. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Mystic River Chorale. And Frank Martinetti is here. He is the artistic director, and Dr. Michael Sulo is here. And Michael, we haven't had a whole lot of conversation from you at this point, so we were focused on Brahms, but right now we'd like to know a little bit more about the event coming up on January 16th. And tell us about some of the people involved with that.
We have two soloists. We have Patricia Schumann, soprano, and she is specialized in the Mozart repertoire. And she's been on the stage all over the world, in the Metropolitan Opera, in La Scala. She's been in Vienna State Opera, the Royal Opera House at Covent Garden. So she's very well known. And
so world-renowned, as we say.
World-renowned.
And she lives right in central Connecticut.
And she lives in Connecticut. And she's magnificent. So I'm looking forward to hearing her. I have not heard her live yet. So I am looking forward to hearing her.
And you said two soloists.
Two soloists. And the other one is John Dominic, and he's a bass, and which is kind of close to my heart. And John is John has performed Puccini, was in Puccini in La Boheme, and also with the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. He's done Fernando in Verdi's Trovatore. And also with the New York Opera Forum. I didn't know that.
No, this sounds like another world-renowned. I think we can give two world-renowns on this.
Two world-renowns. Oh, it's going to be good.
John's a real up-and-coming talent. I was privileged to hear his Carnegie Hall debut a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Wow. Carnegie Hall debut. All right. Mm-hmm. That's a great thing.
And you ask how we got these people. Well,
with a lot of money, probably.
Our art director had that. And our art director lives in Manhattan and knows some of these people. And
particularly, Frank, you know these both of them?
I know our organist and our bass soloist quite well. I have yet to meet our soprano in person for the first time, but she sung with the chorale many times in the past, and I was very happy to get her to come back to do this concert with us.
Well, you know Matthew Phillips, so you better introduce
him. Matt and I were graduate students together in Cincinnati.
That's the organist we're talking about, right?
Yes, our organist. Right. And he's a wonderful player, and those of you who know the organ world will know that if you go back to the Virgil Fox era, there was a real love of doing orchestral transcriptions and big romantic things on the organ. And then in the 60s and 70s, the organ got very into, shall we say, historically informed performance and doing a lot of neo-Baroque stuff and instruments built to mimic earlier instruments. And I believe that the romantic transcription tradition is starting to come back. And Matt is someone who loves doing that sort of thing, loves taking an orchestral work and trying to rescale it for organ and make it work. And we're really excited to hear what he's come up with on the lovely, huge Austin organ that we have in Harkness Chapel.
All right. That sounds like it's going to be very exciting. And we should probably get to another piece of music right now. And this is an actual CD that is of the Mystic River Chorale, correct? And we're going to go to a cut from that right now. Tell us about that.
This is from a very unique and special concert we did last spring. We were lucky enough to collaborate with Conbrio Choral Society in Old Saybrook, which my colleague Dr. Steve Bruce directs, and the University of Bridgeport Chamber Singers, which I also direct. And we did a Bach motet, and we did the Bernstein Mass, a choral concert version of the Bernstein Mass, which is a huge theater piece for chorus, orchestra, singers, dancers, rock band, from 1970, and we had a lot of fun doing two performances of that last spring. This is the Agnus Dei from the Mass, and you can hear both the orchestra players and the rock ensemble and the 80-something voice choir.
Well, that certainly was a little bit different than the segment, the pieces in our first segment. I would say that, Frank. Very nice. And we need to talk more about this event on January 16th. It's going to be at Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College at 3 p.m., a Sunday afternoon. And, Michael, you have a few other people that are involved in this that you might want to say a little thank you to, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have been the president, I guess, a year and a half now. And I took over from Pam Riley, and she left these big, big shoes for me to fill. And I've had a lot of help, a lot of backup from mostly new people, I believe, huh, Frank?
A lot of new people.
And, for instance, Gordon Thompson, who in this very tough economy has gone out and raised money for us and done a big job. Rosemary Hasselman, advertising, and of course, Barbara Moe, who is our Girl Friday, basically. She does everything that there is to be done and more. And actually, the phone number that we're going to read to pick up the tickets or to buy tickets is her phone number.
Her phone number, yes.
And Tom Miesenthal, who is the vice president, who basically takes care of the day-to-day things. And without these people, I would just be out of luck as a president. And there must be more.
We've got a 40-person group, and there's at least 15 people, if not more, in regular committed, you know, regular organized leadership roles. You've
right.
got section leaders. We have our treasurer, Isabella Zagari, who makes sure all the bills get paid, our
yeah.
board secretary, Sunshine Chair, so many people to thank that keep this organization running. And that's the wonderful thing about community choirs is they truly are community organizations that are organized
sure.
by people who have other jobs and love doing this for fun and get together. And
it takes the whole team.
It does.
Right.
It does.
And speaking of tickets and so forth, there's a great website to go to that has all the information about this, which is Mystic River Chorale, with an E at the end, don't forget the E, .org, Mystic River Chorale. And it's everything you might want to know about what's coming up, including the phone number to call for tickets, which is 860-460-1487. So you can call that number and find out about tickets, which are extremely reasonable. You sure this isn't a mistake? Michael, these tickets say they're only $20.
Yes, they're $20.
What a deal. So there's
such a deal.
A beautiful Sunday afternoon in January, 3 o'clock. Make sure you call that number and get tickets. Let's get to this last piece of music in this segment, Frank, and tell us about that.
Before we do, we should point out one more thing.
Sure.
We have never had this happen in 27 years, but in case foul weather interferes on the 16th, we will present the concert on the 17th in the evening at 7:30 p.m. And if that happens, we'll have it on the radio stations that it's
sure.
been changed.
Well,
but we hope
keep
that
broadcast at WCRI. If that does happen, we'll put it on our news bulletin.
And we hope it doesn't.
All right. All right, about this the next piece that we have.
Certainly.
From the same recording, I believe.
Same recording, same concert. This is also from our spring concert with Cunbrio and the UB Chamber Singers last year. And this is the first movement of one of Bach's motets for double choir, Singet dem Herrn, Sing to the Lord a New Song. And it's quite wonderful because the word singet, sing, just keeps getting passed around the choir jubilantly. And the choirs are singing in eight parts, you know, independently. Then finally at the end, they come together in a massive joyful celebration.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations with the Mystic River Chorale, and we've been talking about an event coming up on Sunday, January 16th, 3 o'clock at Harkness Chapel at Connecticut College. And I know there are many other things that the chorale does throughout the year, but I also see on the website there's an opportunity on Friday, May 6th at Harkness Chapel for another event. And tell us about some other things, Frank.
I'd love to. That's going to be a wonderful concert. The title of the concert is How Can We Keep From Singing? And it's a series of pieces from several continents, several centuries, and all styles of choral music, just jubilant music celebrating life and the joy of singing.
All right. That'll be coming up on Friday, May 6th. We'll let you know more about that as it gets closer. And the chorale then takes a little break for the summer. Is that normally what happens?
We certainly do.
Well, wait a minute, Frank. We have another concert in there at the church.
We do. We have a concert at Mystic Congregational Church on Sunday, March 13th.
So Sunday, March 13th, there's another concert. Michael didn't forget. That's very good. That's why they made you president.
That's why you're the president.
All right. Yes. And now let's get back to the music. And this is another recording that Frank brought with him. And tell us about this piece.
You're going to hear the University of Miami Chorale. And they're singing a piece by David Dekow, who's a Canadian, living Canadian choral composer. And the piece is called Stars I Shall Find, and it is a setting of a poem by Sarah Teasdale. And it is one of the most beautiful things I've heard in a long time, and I hope you agree.
Thank you.
That was truly a beautiful piece. I agree with you, Frank. Very nice. Now, if someone has been listening to this and enjoying this and saying, you know, maybe I could do that, could they become a member of the Mystic River Chorale?
They certainly could. We have auditions for next semester, the Monday after the concert, January 17th, at Union Baptist Church in Mystic. And you can access those auditions, make an appointment by calling our chorus manager at the number we use for tickets.
Which is 860-460-1487. And you can also go online, check out all this information online at mysticriverchorale.org.
We would love to hear you audition. And one thing I'm very proud of is that an audition to me as a director is for me to learn what people can do, not what they can't do. And it's a non-threatening, low-key evaluation of where your ear is, where your voice is, and where your knowledge of music is. And so we try to work with people and take them where they are and help them grow their skills.
Well, it sounds great and sounds fairly painless. And they don't all have to be superstars like Dr. Sulo is. But other than that, you can have a shot at joining. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in once again to Conducting Conversation, bringing your music to us and letting us know what's happening with the Mystic River Chorale. Thanks for coming in, Michael. Pleasure.
Thank you, Mike. Are we going to see you at the auditions?
You never know. You never know.
Look forward to it.
All right. And Frank, thank you for all of your information and background.
Thank you so much for having us and for being here.
We're going to ask you one more time to introduce this last piece of music, or a couple pieces if we have time.
One of the wonderful things about choral music is that it's truly a universal art form. Group singing in harmony exists in every culture. It exists in most genres of music. It exists all over the world throughout human history. And this, our upcoming concert in May is going to showcase that. And what we're going to play for you is a bit of an Irish folk song for men's voices we'll be performing in the spring, and a bit of a South American piece, which is really joyful and exuberant. I hope you enjoy both of those pieces.
They go very well together, I'm sure. An Irish folk song and a South American piece.
It's all party music. You know, the best wedding I was ever at was a half Irish, half Cuban wedding.
Well, it makes sense. There you go. Thank you, everyone, for listening. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Take my son.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.